It's been a year of protests with everything going on in the news, and teenagers who get inspired to speak out have a lot to learn about affecting change. WNYC's Beth Fertig recently met a young man who learned his lesson the hard way.
It was a hot day in early June, and eighth grader Avi Marilis says his science teacher at IS-72 on Staten Island wasn't being very sympathetic.
We didn't even have a fan on that day, and she wouldn't let us get water or anything, and a kid fainted that day.
So at lunch, he organized a protest. His class had recently studied the civil rights movement and sit-ins.
I stood on the lunch table and told my dean that we won't go to class because it's too hot.
Video taken by another kid shows students cheering and pounding on tables in support. The 14-year-old was charged with inciting a riot under the discipline code. He was suspended from school for 10 days. We can debate whether the school overreacted. Avi's family tried that argument and lost. But this case also provides a teachable moment.
He was taking a leadership role. The issue here was that he didn't have someone to guide him and support him through that process.
Jatna Ramirez trains students on how to be advocates for the environment and human rights through a program called Global Kids. Avi said he led the protest because the principal hadn't answered a letter he wrote about the lack of air conditioning. But Ramirez says there are other things he could have done.
He could have requested a meeting with the principal. He could have gotten a petition.
And if he still thought a protest was necessary, she says he could have met with other students and sought advice. Avi is already thinking about how to be a better leader when he goes to Wagner High School this fall. He says he wants to run for student government. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.